You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN's Daily Energy Blog, which is a fun and informative daily commentary on oil, gas, NGL, and renewable markets. Each morning, we cover commodity fundamentals and industry changes to keep you informed of developing trends across the energy landscape.
Thursday, May 19, 2022. Life in the fast lane. New Permian gas pipeline Matterhorn Express takes FID. Published by Sheetal Nasta. The race is heating up for building natural gas pipeline takeaway capacity out of the Permian. Associated gas production from the crude-focused basin is at record highs this month and gaining momentum, which means that without additional pipeline capacity, the Permian is headed for serious pipeline constraints and potentially negative pricing by late this year or early next, which would, in turn, limit crude oil production growth there. Midstreamers are jockeying for the pole position to move surplus gas from the increasingly constrained basin to LNG export markets along the Gulf Coast. One of the contenders, Matterhorn Express Pipeline, or MXP, a joint venture, or JV, between WhiteWater and Link Midstream Partners Devon Energy and MPLX, announced its final investment decision, or FID, late yesterday. In today's RBN blog, we provide new details on the Greenfield project. In our Run for the Roses blog a couple of weeks ago, we laid out what we knew about the field of gas pipeline projects entering this summer's race to increase egress out of the Permian. To recap, at the time there were three greenfield projects percolating: Kinder Morgan's Permian Pass, which is assumed to be a 2.0 BCF per day pipeline that would terminate near the Katy, Texas area; Energy Transfer's Warrior Pipeline, which would move 1.5 to 2 BCF per day of gas east from the Permian toward the Dallas area, where it would then access existing pipes to the Gulf Coast; and the focus of today's blog, Matterhorn Express Pipeline, or MXP, which would head east out of the basin toward Katy. See Run for the Roses for a map of these projects. In addition to these greenfield projects, a slew of brownfield expansions has cropped up as well. On its recent quarterly earnings call, Kinder Morgan course corrected somewhat, announcing that it was less likely to build Permian Pass and would place better odds on moving forward with expansions of its existing systems, the Permian Highway, or PHP, and Gulf Coast Express, or GCX, pipelines. On April 25, Kinder formally announced a binding open season for an incremental 650 million cubic feet per day of capacity on PHP that would target an October 2023 startup. Not to be outdone, another cross-state system, Whistler Pipeline, issued a press release on May 2, saying it is expanding its capacity by 500 million cubic feet per day to 2.5 BCF per day by September 2023. Note that Whistler is backed by WhiteWater and its partners MPLX, West Texas Gas, or WTG, and Stonepeak. Also note that Whistler says it has made an FID to proceed with the Whistler expansion. The flurry of activity toward progressing these expansions has continued this week. On Monday, Kinder followed up with its second open season in less than a month, this time soliciting interest for an incremental about 570 million cubic feet per day of capacity on GCX. And underscoring both the need for and urgency of these expansions, just yesterday, the MXP JV announced its FID. As we said in the previous blog on the topic, we moderated the odds on Matterhorn somewhat after the Whistler expansion was announced. But, like our picks for the Kentucky Derby, which was won by an 80-1 long shot, Rich Strike, our odds for Matterhorn proved incorrect. That said, Matterhorn's newly announced FID on the 2.5 BCF per day project signals that they have a majority of that capacity contracted and are raring to go. Next, we delve into the details of the MXP project. MXP, as we noted earlier, is a joint venture of WhiteWater, Midstreamers EnLink Midstream and MPLX, and producer Devon Energy, which has a strong footprint in the Permian's Delaware Basin. While MPLX is a partner on Whistler and also capacity holder on that pipeline, and Link and Devon haven't yet been equity backers on a long-haul Permian pipeline, though Devon does hold long-term capacity on Whistler. WhiteWater filed for its T4 permit for MXP with the Texas Railroad Commission, or RRC, on March 28. The project involves building a 42-inch diameter mainline pipe that would extend about 490 miles from Waha to the Katy area, just west of Houston. The system would receive gas from the Permian's Delaware and Midland basins via the Waha hub, including an interconnect with the already operational Agua Blanca pipeline, which is a joint venture of WhiteWater and MPLX, as well as via a 75-mile lateral extending northeast into Martin County. The mainline would then move Permian gas southeast to interconnects with third-party transmission lines in Waller County for further delivery serving local demand and storage in the Katy market area. A leg of the pipeline would also extend further south to an anticipated interconnect with the Coastal Bend Header, a feeder pipeline that delivers gas to the Freeport LNG export terminal. In terms of timing, the JV began the regulatory and environmental processes back in December and expects a 24-month timeline from FID through permitting and completion, with a target in-service date in the third quarter of 2024. The announcement on MXP moving forward is significant for Permian gas markets in that it builds on the news that Whistler's expansion is underway and that Kinder Morgan is stepping forward with open seasons for both PHP and GCX. Assuming the Whistler, PHP and GCX expansions all move forward, they would add a combined 1.7 BCF per day of takeaway capacity, almost as much as a new greenfield pipeline. That sounds like a lot, but Permian natural gas production has been growing quickly. It's currently up about 2 BCF per day versus this time last year, with a growth trajectory unlikely to change anytime soon, given crude oil prices near $100 per barrel. As a result, our models indicate that it won't take long to fill the expansions, and the addition of MXP's 2.5 BCF per day by mid-2024 will allay fears of capacity constraints emerging again before the middle of this decade. The addition of a new greenfield pipeline may also provide lower cost takeaway than the expansions, as PHP's incremental capacity carries a fuel charge of over 6%, while GCX's will charge 4% for fuel. We estimate MXP's fuel charge will probably be in the range of 1.5% to 2%, similar to other recent Permian greenfield pipelines to the Texas Gulf Coast. Life in the Fast Lane was written by Joe Walsh, Glenn Frey, and Don Henley. It appears as the third song on side one of the Eagles' fifth studio album, Hotel California. The song was based on a guitar riff from Joe Walsh, with the title idea coming from Glenn Frey after a scary high-speed drive with an associate on a freeway in Los Angeles. Frey and Don Henley collaborated on the lyrics. Life in the Fast Lane was the third single from Hotel California, released in May 1977. It went to number 11 on the Billboard Hot 100 singles chart. Personnel on the record were Don Henley, on lead vocals and drums, Joe Walsh, on lead guitar and rhythm guitar, Glenn Frey, on clavinet and backing vocals, Don Felder, on lead guitar and rhythm guitar, and Randy Meisner, on bass and backing vocals. Hotel California was recorded between March and October 1976 at Criteria Studios in Miami and Record Plant Studios in Los Angeles, with Bill Swyam Syke producing. Released in December 1976, the album went to number 1 on the Billboard Top 200 Albums chart. It has been certified 26X Platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America. The Eagles are an American rock band formed in Los Angeles in 1971. They have released 7 studio albums, 2 live albums, 10 compilation albums, and 32 singles. The band has won 5 American Music Awards and 6 Grammy Awards and is a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the Vocal Group Hall of Fame. In 2016, the Eagles were recipients of Kennedy Center honors. 9 members have passed through the ranks of the Eagles since its formation, with Don Henley being the only original member still in the band. Founding member Glenn Frey passed away in 2016. The band still records and tours. It played at Austin last night and will again tonight. The Eagles then head to Salt Lake City in Las Vegas before jetting to the UK for 5 gigs in June.
Thanks for listening to the RBN Daily Energy Blogcast. For more information on energy market reports, maps, and consulting engagements, please visit us at rbnenergy.com. And thanks for rocking with us.